This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls his people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
Welcome to the front line. This is David Francoeur. I'm one of your hosts. And today we have with us, Ed Skiba, who's our regular host, couldn't be here. Today he's doing a Veterans Day event in Indiantown, and we do thank him for his service, and we'll be praying for the veterans before we launch into our interview today. And Ann Limhoko, welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, and I want to say thank you to all the veterans and those in the current military who are serving.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, we're very grateful.
We're going to pray for our veterans right now. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I want to say we have Keith Masters with us, the street witness.
Good morning.
Keith has been with us before. If you're a regular listener, you know who Keith is, but because we're always in the spirit, you don't know what he's going to say today. So if you're saying, oh, I've heard him before, don't tune out, because he's got something directly for you today. God's going to use him in that way. And we're going to get back to you, Keith, with our opening interview. But first, let's come together. We have today's Veterans Day, and we have we are praying and celebrating the gift of service that all the veterans have given this nation since the very beginnings of us, of United States as a nation, and certainly especially today. And we're so grateful for veterans, what you have done for this nation. You've given a lot, and there are some, of course, who gave their all.
Yeah.
And we honor their gift, their life. We want to say to our veterans that we're saddened that some people do not appreciate what you've done.
Yeah.
And have even gone to lengths to express that lack of appreciation to you personally. They don't speak for this nation. They do not speak, mm-hmm, certainly for us. And because we're people of God, they really don't speak for people of God who appreciate those that have given.
Yep.
Made that commitment, because God started this nation. It's his idea. He's going to keep us going, and he's going to bless those who have taken the vows to protect and defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Father, that we just come before you today and thank you for our veterans. Lord, thank you for all who have taken that vow and have lived it out. And we thank you especially for those whose lives were taken in the course of defending our freedoms. We grieve with their families and their friends and their brothers and sisters in the military. And for those who are still with us, Lord, we pray that for those who have been, who seem to be left behind by the government, who seem to be left behind by those who formerly supported them, we just pray you lift them up. Lift them up wherever they may be, whoever they may be, in whatever circumstances they're in that are not blessing them. We pray, Father, that you would move individually in each of their lives to know the things that they need, Father, to know that their needs are great, and to surround them with a community of support, whatever it takes, Father, whatever it takes, to bless those veterans who are suffering today.
Mm.
And for those who aren't suffering, Lord, but also who are just in need of affirmation, they've done their service. And Lord, they might be receiving all the blessings of their retirement if they were able to retire, all the benefits that come from the VA and all the things that they've earned. But we still pray, Lord, there's always areas in the lives of our veterans that need shoring up, that need support. You know who they are. You know what they need. We pray for them today to bring that blessing to them. We pray also for all veterans who are not receiving benefits that they need. Open the pathway to that blessing. Send people who can ask the right questions, Lord, who can enable the veterans themselves to begin seeking that which they have earned because of their service. Mm-hmm. Father, there's egregious misuse of information out there, and many people have been lied to, and not knowing any better, they believe the lies. Change that, Father. We pray that every benefit, every blessing our veterans need, that you would break loose for them. You would lead them to a place where they can receive it. They can know it and ask for it, and others will support them. Nobody does anything of quality or of value in a vacuum. Lord, we all need each other. And for some that are so desperately hurting, you, Father, your gift, your decision, your move of the Spirit to gather that helpful community around them that will make the difference for them. And Lord, I pray for this nation. May we be a people who every day more and more express willingly and passionately our thanksgiving for those who have served and for those who are serving now. And Father, especially those who will be serving in the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Keith Masters, man, I got to tell you, it's always a great moment. God moves powerfully when you're here.
Well,
you're a humble guy, so you say, "What is he saying?" You don't see it, but we do, and we appreciate your ministry, brother.
Wow, thank you. You know, I was just saying to Jonathan outside that every time I'm here, I feel like it's the first time. I do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The nerves kick in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's normal.
It's always like the first time. So it's great to be here, and what a blessing it is, you know, that the Lord has blessed me to be here with you guys. I love coming here.
Well, and we love having you, and that's exciting because of what you just said. You know, if you're in the Spirit, mm-hmm. if you're following the Lord, mm-hmm. if you're a person who is in the Word every day, several times a day, and if you're looking for God's guidance to tell you what to do, where to go, how to serve Him, there's always that character. It's both exciting and it's kind of frightening, isn't it?
It is.
But it's good, because once you're in the middle of it, the fright goes away because you're doing what you do. God's blessing you. And what you do, Keith, is a wonderful ministry of taking the gospel real literally into the street.
I do.
And I wanted to hear...
Being led by the Lord.
But, always.
Being led by the Lord.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
Every good ministry has to be led by the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I think we've all had experience, I know I have, of doing things that I thought were good but weren't of the Lord.
You know,
and it never went anywhere, and it was very painful, you know, for me. So I've learned from that.
Right. We all do that, David. You know?
We do.
We all do that. We, mm-hmm. you know, it's called a journey for a reason.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And we learn to trust,
yeah.
right? We learn to trust as we're walking with the Lord.
Yeah.
And these things happen in our life. I mean, when I first started being out on the street, when the Lord was putting me out there, I crossed the street because somebody was over there, and I'm like, oh, they need salvation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went across the street. Well, I wasn't supposed to go across the street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, you know, it's like, let me see. What does the Lord say? The Lord just let me know that I wasn't supposed to be across the street. I wasn't supposed to go across the street.
Okay.
The Lord saves.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
The Lord saves. So he brings people into my path.
Right.
You know, I don't go chasing, you
mm-hmm.
know, the Lord brings people into my path, and
mm-hmm.
that's just basically how it's been.
And isn't that the Holy Spirit?
It is the Holy Spirit. It
which
is
the Holy Spirit. Often people new to ministry.
Because the conversation opens without really knowing where it's going to begin with. Just,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a matter of fact, it's like the time that the guy from the garage, when my garage door was broken,
uh-huh.
he came to the house to repair the garage, and this was on a Sunday, and I shared this before, but this was on a Sunday morning, the garage door breaks, we can't get out of the garage to go to church, so we got to use the front door. We call up, now this is the Lord, this is all the Lord,
uh-huh.
because we call up for the repair on Sunday.
And somebody picks up.
Somebody picks up, But then the guy's there the next day. There the next day, all right? The guy that came received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, okay, that came to the house that Monday. His daughter was going to school, and she was reading the Bible. And he knew about God, but he didn't really, the repairman didn't really know about Jesus.
Right.
And he started talking about, I was in the office. I went into the office. I was letting him do his job, letting him be and doing the garage door work. And the Holy Spirit just put it on me to go out into the garage and see if he needed anything. And all of a sudden, the conversation started. I was expecting to go into my office while he was there, go and stay in there and do what I was doing.
Until he was done.
He was done, right? Mm-hmm. Norm, right? And then the Holy Spirit just prompted me to go out there. Conversation opens up. We start talking about Jesus. The next thing you know, he's receiving Jesus and salvation. It was just amazing.
One thing that's important as you're talking is you have to be sensitive to the voice of the Spirit, right?
Amen. Yes.
So you're in your office, but you're listening, okay? And you're very sensitive to the voice. I understand that you probably listen to it all the time, so you know the voice. But then you have to act. So it's, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, we don't know that we're sensitive. I act without realizing that I'm, it's just, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I just go.
But that's an unction from the Holy Spirit.
It is.
Right.
Yep.
It is.
Yep.
Yeah.
The time I was driving to go to a men's retreat. Golf retreat, love golf. Going to the men's retreat, and the time that I had half a tank of gas, I didn't need to get any gas, but the Holy Spirit put it on me to go and get high test because I had no high test, and I shared this story before. I had no high test because there was only regular, and I needed a high test engine. So the Lord has put it in my heart. Go and do it. I'm half an hour away from where I'm supposed to be. I went into the gas station. They have a Subway there. I was wondering if they had a breakfast sandwich. Meanwhile, I'm going to have lunch in about a half an hour with a bunch of guys,
yeah, right?
But this is all from the Holy Spirit.
Mm. Yep.
And I'm just being led.
Yep.
I'm just being led, not knowing that really, okay, I'm just supposed to go in there. It's not like but I'm just being led.
Some people don't pick up the clues, though. Do you know what I mean? Like when I say the Holy Spirit, some people don't know.
Yeah,
and they're not right.
There's an aspect of success. I'll say successful ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And the word is submission, and this is a word that applies to every believer because it starts with us recognizing that God's in charge. It's all about God.
God's in charge.
It's not about us.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And that we have to trust Him for everything that we need to serve Him.
Amen.
And that includes so that when you are submitted in that way, then you're open to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and you're not so much open to you being pretending to be the Holy Spirit and guiding yourself.
Right.
Which we're all very capable of doing.
Right. Right. It was because when I went into the Subway shop, it's where the woman, I have Jesus Saves on my back, and the woman comes and she says, I'm very mad at him.
Mm.
Which opened up, and she
was
an employee.
That's
right?
A door.
That's the door. And that opened up the conversation about why she was mad at Jesus and what was going on in her life. And the next thing, she's crying on my shoulder for 15 minutes.
Wow.
Right there in the store.
Wow.
And she was the manager of the store.
Wow.
But she wouldn't, like a normal reaction would have been probably to be mad at you and not talk to you, but she opened up to you.
See, the Lord.
It's the Spirit. Yeah.
She's been, you know what? But see, God, she was praying to God for help, right?
She was.
She
right.
had to
exactly.
be.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
had
right.
to be.
You're right.
And then the Lord has me go in there, and then she's crying on the shoulder. She went out there. When I left that store, and this is not me. This is not about me.
Yep.
When I left that store, I mean, she had a frown on her face, and she was just very, it was the expression on her face. When I left that store, her face changed.
Wow.
Yeah. The light came on inside of her.
Wow.
That was already there.
Yeah.
Right? That was struggling because of the fight that was going on in her life.
Mm-hmm.
The physical fight that was going on in her life. that tries to burn out mm-hmm. the spirit that's inside Amen. Of her, yep. Yep. right?
Amen.
It's the struggle that we have in
yep.
life,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So, and I say right, I mean, that's what I know, right? It's what I know. So she was just, I mean, just a light. What a moment. Yeah. What a difference.
Well, let's break here.
Yeah.
I'll be right back in about a minute or so.
I get excited when we start
talking. I think, and you are, yes, it is exciting. I'm excited,
That's
too.
Good.
And I really hate to take a break, but we need to for
absolutely.
The sake of our listeners
sure.
processing.
Okay.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor rep, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Welcome back to The Front Line. This is David Francoeur with my co-host, Ann Limhoko, and we are interviewing and enjoying this moment. This is not really an interview. This is a sharing among believers at a very deep level, led by the Spirit, sponsored by God, our great sponsor. Keith Masters, the street witness, and sharing with us about his ministry of reaching out to people on the street, bringing people to Christ, and is where God sends him. And you just told us a great story of, it's one of many,
it's
really
one of
exemplifies
many.
How God uses you, how you exercise your ministry as you're just out there in the world. Often you don't know there's going to be a divine appointment until it happens.
That's right. That's right.
And that pretty much characterizes how you serve the Lord.
Amen.
That's beautiful.
But I know your life of service is not just on the street, you know. What else are you doing for the Lord in that regard?
Well, so I'm out on the street one time in the morning. I'm out on the street, and there's a woman. She gets off the bus, and I'm sitting there sharing the Lord. And she says something. She's a believer, and she says something. And then we just converse for a second or so, and she's on her way to work. But she got off the bus, so she still has to walk, and I don't know this yet, but she still has to walk about 2 miles to get to where she needs to go.
Hmm.
Wow.
A mile, 2 miles, I don't even remember what it is. But she goes and sits down on the corner because she's got time to kill before she goes and starts work. So I'm standing out there on the corner, and it's time for me to go, and the Lord puts it on my heart, the Holy Spirit puts it on my heart to ask her if she needs a ride to get to where she needs to go. And I asked her if you need a ride. She says, well, usually I just walk, but she accepts the ride. Long story short, I don't know if you can shorten this story, but she had a car. I've told this story. She has a car. The battery was dead. We fixed the battery for her.
Wow.
Yeah, and she was getting displaced from her apartment with two kids.
Ooh.
And the Lord, my wife was a big help here. We have an RV that's about 30 feet long. You can live in it. And she got displaced. And a long story short, we helped sustain her for a couple of months.
Wow.
Before the RV. And then we put her in an RV in a location with her kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been almost about 9 months that we've sustained her and her family.
Praise God.
And, yeah, but see, now she had to move because they got dislocated from their premises, because I'm supposed to be on the premises because the RV is registered to me and insured to me.
Oh,
so
okay.
They didn't want the RV being there if I wasn't going to be living there. So they moved the yard. They said we had to go.
Oh my!
So she got displaced after. But I'm hoping, because I haven't heard since, you know, they moved out. I'm hoping that they've had some time to put some stuff together. She was working, supporting her kids. They're going to school, 14 and 16 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, and just she's a strong believer, and she knows that the Lord always supplies. So, but that's one of the things, you know, for the ministry.
Amen, and that's a powerful expression of God's love through you. And I know others do that. Individual Christians, churches, parachurch organizations, all. But it's something that's part of your holy toolkit of things that God has you pull out every now and then.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing because we don't use the RV that much. And it was my wife's idea that she wanted one, and I'm like, I was totally against it.
I see.
Now you see why.
Now you know.
But you know how that works,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
So, but yeah, so, you know, the Lord blessed us and blessed them. We got a chance to bless them.
Amen.
Using the RV, so. That was one of the things, and that's just the ministry, and it's nothing that we talk about, you know. It's just helping out over here, helping out over there, and very, very quietly, you know.
Well, that's what we're called to do our giving quietly, you know, behind the scenes, and I appreciate your sharing that, and I know you're not here to inflate yourself by sharing it. It's just, this is an example of what God does through you, That does point out, and a question that I'd shared with you during the break, is you're out there all the time, you're meeting people that are needy. Now, everybody, if you're a human being, you've got needs, but some people's needs are pretty critical. So, and the issue of people that are struggling with homelessness would be one thing you'd find a lot. What are some of the other needs that you see out there? And I'm asking this question for this reason. Is that, well, for one thing, I'm asking our listeners to pray for you personally, Keith Masters and the Street Witness, to put Keith on your prayer list and the people that he interacts with, people that he's sent to. But also, golly, you know, the church, believers, oftentimes we don't have a full understanding of the needs of the people around us. And we've got to pray. You know, we have to lift those people up. So what are the things you encountered? That's all right.
I think one of the needs, one of the needs that I think that the church needs more of, people out on the street, is spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm out there sharing, everybody, you know, oh, I'm fine. I'm surprised when people walk by me and they say, you know, I'm already a believer, and they just keep walking by nonchalantly, like nothing's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very rarely, I've had, I'm trying to think back, very rarely I've had people stop and pray with me that are believers, strong believers,
mm-hmm.
you know? But this is who the Lord puts in my path. It's not right. So this is right. This is really what I come across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but the believers that are coming by me aren't strong believers. They're churchgoers on Sunday.
Yeah.
And the relationship with Jesus is not what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Right. Just because. Don't stop because, you know. Yesterday, my son plays baseball, you know, and so we just came back from Sanford over the weekend, and I just told my wife this story this morning because it's not something that you can just say ahead of time and then say, oh, okay, this is what's going to happen, because I didn't know what was going to happen. But we were in Sanford yesterday at 7:30 in the morning. We're starting playing baseball first thing. 7 o'clock in the morning, the boys had to be out on the field. I'm leaving the field to go and get some ice for the cooler for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, we're going to play a game 2 hours, and then we're going to be driving home, and I'll be back at the house watching football at 12 o'clock, right? Sunday.
Yeah,
this is my plan, right? This is my plan, right? And David, when I tell you, as I was driving down the street to go and get ice, the Lord said to me, you're going to be here all day. You're going to be here all day.
How did you react?
No, but check this out. All of a sudden, there was a calm and a peace.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to be driving. And I'm thinking, I don't want to be driving back tonight. You know, I don't want to, because we needed to win, to play four games into the championship games. It's a 3.5 hour drive home. It's a long day, blah, 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 blah. Right?
Right.
But the Lord said, no, you're going to be here all day. That's what he told me as I'm going to get ice. And then when I tell you, a peace and a calm just came over me.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed every second of being out there all day.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
I enjoyed every second of it.
Wow.
And that's the journey with God, right?
Mm-hmm.
God hears, let me tell you, God hears everything. He knows every thought that you have, right?
Mm-hmm.
He knows every thought that we have. And he's just wanting that relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Amen. He wants that relationship. God is love. Jesus is love. Jesus died on the cross for you, right? Mm-hmm. For us, for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
And once we realize that he died on the cross for our sins, we are free.
Mm-hmm.
We are free.
Amen.
And it frees us up. Then we have our struggles, but we got to remember, we're free.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So I lost your question.
No, you're doing fine.
But,
you're doing fine.
Yeah, so it was just amazing that all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, the spiritual growth that people really should be searching for, investigating to get into, open up the Bible, go deeper into God's word, right? Because of the love that he has for you.
Yeah.
And he wants to give you more.
Yeah.
He wants to give you more.
Amen.
So that's one of the things that I do see. The Holy Spirit just brought that back. So that's one of the things that I think that people need, you know, as I'm out there on the street.
And I resonate with that, because as a pastor myself and having served several congregations and tons of people, one of the things that got to me, I guess, because I knew there were people out there, they got saved, they were saved, no question about it. But at a certain point, they just stopped growing. They stopped, maybe they backed off getting in the Word every day. Their prayer life ceased to be, or at least dwindled to a few customary Thanksgivings over meals, and you know, the constant need to encourage the people of God to look beyond where they are. You know, there's no point, and this is where what you just said is so crucial, and you find this. So I'm going to turn this into what's the best word? Well, it's a teaching for those listening.
Mm-hmm.
You never stop learning. You never stop growing. God never stops encouraging you to know more than you do.
Right.
That it's all, again, it's a blessing. You know, what the scripture says, you ask, you receive not because you ask not, or you have not because you ask not.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
That's not just material stuff, folks.
No.
That's spiritual stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, right now, there are people listening in, and they're saying, well, this may answer the question of why I just feel dead inside, or not dead, but I'm hungry,
tired.
But I'm not tired.
Tired.
I'm weary.
Tired.
I'm weary. And friends, it's spiritual weariness.
It is.
And also they're in the flesh then.
They're in the flesh. You're in the flesh.
The words that keep coming to me is this: you need a spiritual hunger. If you don't have that hunger, you know what I mean?
You do.
Because when you were talking about your story and then people said, I'm fine. I go to Revive Church in Stuart and we have evangelism days.
Right.
So I've been to Walmart to kind of just evangelize.
Right.
And you ask them, so do you want prayer? Oh, no, I'm fine.
I know. I know, right?
I'm fine. I went to church.
Yeah.
And it's just this complacency. Do you know what I mean?
It's complacency.
And as Christians, it's a walk. So you have to grow, you know, like we need the meat.
So God answered, look at the huge prayer that the Lord just answered for this nation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
he
wow.
just answered the prayer for this nation.
And the church rose up.
Yep.
Now, okay, I'm going to take another break.
We could go really into this.
But let's return to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's not forget where we were.
Because I want to go to 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do.
Yes.
Which you folks that want to look in your Bible, you got time to look it up.
Yeah.
2 Chronicles 7:14.
Yeah.
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationship among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us by phone at 772-324-9313.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Welcome back to The Front Line, and today we are blessed to have with us Keith Masters, the Street Witness. He's been sharing about his ministry and how God works through him and the lives that God's been able to touch through his willingness. And we were on a particular point, Keith, so let's pick back up on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we were just talking about praying, mm-hmm. and was talking about, you know, can I pray for you? And, mm-hmm. you know, no, I'm fine, but... the nation was praying to God. They were crying out to the Lord, and the Lord answered our prayer by
Amen.
By
Amen.
Right, as He says, I raise kings and I lower kings, right?
Yep.
Or
right.
I lower princes. And the Lord did this. He raised President Trump back for number 47, answered the prayers, answered the prayers of the nation. And because President Trump is a God-fearing man, and he's a born-again Christian, he's a brother in Christ.
Amen.
And some Christians don't believe that he is, but he is.
Right.
The bottom line is he's a born-again Christian and a brother in Christ. And so the Lord heard those prayers. And 2 Chronicles 7:14, and it says, if my people... who are called by my name, and that's us, the believers.
Yes.
Right? That's us, the believers, right? Who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
Amen.
And will heal their land.
Wow.
Okay? Yes. God is restoring order.
And righteousness
around the world already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's doing that, and President Trump isn't even president yet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, and then it goes on to say, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. And we were praying for President Trump to be elected. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what he did for us. And I have chosen and consecrated this temple that my name may be there forever. The temple is the United States. Mm-hmm. We are. And my eyes and my heart will always be there. And God is always with us.
Amen.
Yeah, I want to make a point. Like, yes, President Trump, I believe, is the man that was raised up for this hour.
Amen.
And if you listen to his speech when he got elected, I was like 3 a.m. or something, right? Mm. I don't know if you guys were up.
I was.
But I was
at
not.
The, at the
I
end, I stayed up.
If I was, it wasn't to listen to the radio.
But at the end, he goes, some people tell me that my life was spared because I'm supposed to be here to help protect the country and to lead the country. So he knows the calling on his
life. Because he said, God has a purpose for me.
Yeah,
yes.
But it's God. It's not President Trump. You know, we're not idolizing. We just need to make that clear.
It's God
using this human being.
Right.
And it's all God.
When we've been on this topic on
for
the
his
air,
children of America.
Amen.
Amen. When we've been on this topic on the air, I feel like I've got to just throw in this commentary. And that is, we believe that God needs to save America. God's the only one that can save America.
Amen.
Now, if you don't believe America needs to be saving, I'm sorry that you've been living in a land that doesn't have any television, any radio, any social media, and you've been totally oblivious to what's been going on every day in this nation. So now that you're back and you're hearing this, pay attention, because America needs to be saving.
Yeah.
Needs to be saved. And God is intending to save us. He will, however, use people.
Yes.
Every believer, God will use.
We are co-heirs with
him. We are co-heirs with him.
The word says.
And so it's what we're talking about today. Our conviction is that one of the people, of the many millions of people God is using,
yep,
in our own particular roles,
yep,
is Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And that he is going to be, he is the president-elect. He will be the president of 4 years. And the pace that he sets and the foundations that God builds through him and the people who work with him is going to have an echo into the future of America. And we hope that the certainly solid restore us to the nation God intended us to be.
Yeah.
Amen.
And God did intend us to be a specific nation that he called, he nurtured, and he grew up. And he wants us to return to that because we have a covenant with him.
Amen.
That needs to be fulfilled in its fullness in this season.
Yes. It's such an exciting time to be living right now.
It's an exciting time to be living.
It is.
So this is what lies behind that. And that also to say that many people can't believe that Donald Trump is a born-again Christian. Something to which he is personally attested to.
Amen.
Well, friends, there are probably times when you have said things that others have overheard you say who have heard you say you're a born-again Christian, and they don't believe you either.
Right.
Because you're living your reality, your life. I mean, let's face it, I'm a work in progress. You know,
I will admit that my
humanity has gotten in the way of my Christianity. And I'm, you know, I've been walking with the Lord 47 years, so I'm not perfect. I admit to that. I'm constantly recognizing how thankful I am that I'm redeemed. But friends, we have to get off of that narrative that where we judge people based on what we think they are, based on what we have heard other people talk about that they
think
they are.
And this is President of the United States. We're not electing a pastor of the United States.
Right, exactly.
And the most important thing is, who does God have in mind? It's very clear. If you see in the Spirit, you know.
Yes.
I knew this in 2016, that this is who the Lord has raised up. Does he need to be growing in the Lord and being discipled
always,
and whatnot? Always, right? To grow in his walk.
What did he just say? He said, it's time to bring God back into America.
Praise God. Amen.
And then he said, and this is through social media, and then he said, it's time to bring the Bible back into America.
Amen.
Right? Time to bring the Bible. So he is putting forward first, God first.
The policies are righteous policies. And I'm reminded of this because I was listening on the way to the radio station, Pastor Sam Chest of Grace Emanuel Church. He did the Truth Series.
Mm-hmm.
It was 1962 that the prayer was taken out of the schools. And from there, we've gone downhill, downhill.
That's what President Trump said. The prayer is going back into the schools.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm excited.
I'm so excited about that.
Because we walked the wrong way and we got to get realigned. And praise God that his mercies allowed for putting President Trump back in. It's his mercies.
So anyway, if you're still...
Sorry.
No.
Right. Well, we have to go there. But I would say, you know, look, listeners, we love you. God loves you. But if you're struggling with this, you've got to go to God and say, help me. Help me get out of this. Because any of us can be caught in an anger loop that really is not from God, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, got to know that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have hate, and some people have hate in their hearts, not just about Trump, it's about every, you have hate anybody,
mm-hmm,
that's not from God.
What?
You know what that, who that's from.
Yeah.
Mm.
And you know, David, it reminds me of the time with my neighbor, I lent him, and you know, I'm just, these are old stories, these are things that happened, but it reminds me of the time my neighbor borrowed my lawnmower, never returned it.
Yeah.
Right? He never returned my lawnmower, and I'm just festering. I'm festering, and one day I'm in the side yard, and I'm asking the Lord, you know, I need some peace with this. How did?
Yeah.
Then I asked the Lord, how did Joseph forgive his brothers? That's the question that I ask God.
Mm.
How did Joseph forgive his brothers? Because Lord, I need to let this go.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, the Lord just lifted it up off of me.
Wow.
And now all of a sudden there was calm and peace with my neighbor. Keep the lawnmower. Who cares? I asked God how did Joseph do it? And the answer was,
it has to be supernatural.
Only God.
Yeah.
Only God.
Only God.
Especially
only
what they God. Did to Joseph.
I know. That was what? How? And then when I just freedom. And it only God.
Yeah.
I asked God, how did he forgive his brothers?
Mm. Yeah.
And then God answered like that.
Wow.
And it just lifted.
That's beautiful.
And when the Lord will lift it from you. Whatever burden you're carrying,
right.
Whatever guilt you feel, whatever guilt you might have on your heart, ask the Lord to deliver it from you because he will.
Mm-hmm.
He will. Mm-hmm. And when you come to him with a sincere heart, asking him to do that.
Yes.
You know, not with a shallow, just take care of this for me, would you please? Yeah. No, just with a sincere heart.
Yeah.
And the Lord will answer your prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things, Keith and Ann, because we're all there, and we'll, as long as we draw breath on earth, we'll continue to be there. And that is, the God loves to chip away at our ego. And you know,
we don't need an ego.
We don't need an ego when it comes
humble humility.
But there's always this. I don't know if I, or I'm enjoying this anger so much, I don't know if I want to let it go.
Oh, wow. That's you really know? Hurting you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's killing you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, okay, I didn't mean to derail this, but getting back to, we have about 3 minutes for the next break, and the last break, so.
We want to invite callers.
We want to invite callers. You know, I keep forgetting to do that.
Okay.
I don't know why. I get so excited about where we, you know, I forget there's not just three people in the whole world. So 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. You can call in. You can ask Keith a question or make a comment.
Yeah.
And we would love to hear from you. And we have Jonathan out in the lobby who has answered the phone and send it in. So there you go.
Awesome.
In fact, let's not take a break.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh.
Let's not take a break where I'm going to see if I can take away all of these. Yep, I can do that. So now we're right until the end.
Okay.
We have nothing in between, so let's keep rolling.
Good deal.
Amen.
Good deal. So.
We're on the Holy Spirit guest.
Holy Spirit time. Yeah, 772-221-1100. You may really want to call. And like I tell everybody, you know, if you're angry and you express that, I'll cut you off.
We welcome your... Oh, yeah, but... Well, yeah, if they can call, but they shouldn't be.
You can be angry, but watch your language.
One thing that's coming to mind is you're called the street witness, right? That's what you're dubbed?
No, that's what the Lord put on my heart. The Holy Spirit put that on my heart.
And but I feel like all of us as Christians.
I mean, I walk around with the shirt that says Jesus saves.
I know, I see
everywhere I go.
So you have different.
And it's like glow in the dark clothing.
I know. Yeah. You see that from like a mile away.
You can't miss it. I'm a billboard for Jesus.
Amen.
I'm a billboard for Jesus. Yeah, as I walk. Yeah, and it says Jesus saves. So what I do find is a lot of encouragement as I'm going out on the street.
That's good.
Yeah. A lot of people, a lot of believers that are like, oh, you know, there's a lot of people that get encouraged when I'm out on the street. A lot of people that aren't encouraged when I'm out on the street, non-believers.
Mm.
And I think that they're mad at God. You know, I think that they're mad at God that they have a story that happened in their life.
Yeah.
And if they could come to just sit down, because a lot of people want to believe God. I want to believe that God did the bad that happened in their life.
Right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't God. It's not God.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's people.
Well, it's people. But in the story of Job, right?
Right. Yeah.
The devil is walking up to God with the angels.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And God says, what are you doing? Right. And he says, I'm walking to and fro. And people got to realize that it's a spiritual battle.
It is. Mm-hmm.
It's a spiritual battle. And we don't see the spirit, but we have to know that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when you die, your spirit goes.
Mm-hmm.
Not your flesh, your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
Yeah. So if they could take their anger away from the Lord, and people get upset, but just, you know, come to the Lord and ask that God might show them something to relieve their heart.
Yes.
You know?
Amen. It's a spiritual maturity thing. I'm thinking Because, again, I've run into this several times as a pastor, as I get people that, you know, they'll come to my office or they'll be burdened by something, and then you find out, well, they're angry at God for some reason.
Yeah. Right.
And then in a lot of those cases, I was then able to find out that those people really didn't have a relationship with the Lord. They had a concept that they were related to, because they did not really open their hearts to Jesus. Maybe they weren't led to do that or whatever. But even for those that do, in my own story, and I'll make it very brief, but I had known the Lord, I just received Christ as Lord and Savior in 1976. In 1978, my mother was dying with bone cancer, too late to do anything about it, so she was in the hospital for 3 months. Hospice in its early stages was around. They got involved, but she stayed in the hospital. And here's what I was doing. I was saying to God, I was praying every day for her. I was making these heartfelt, passionate prayers.
Of course.
To heal, for her to be healed.
Right.
Yeah. I want her to be healed.
Of course.
And at the end of 3 months, she died. And so I became angry at God.
Mm-hmm.
And that...
That's a typical example.
It was a typical...
Of a lot of people who prayed for healing.
But the reason why I was angry was a lack of spiritual maturity on my part. And God lovingly... He never left me, you know, and he let me wander around in anger and anxiety for 2 years until I was willing to listen to him and to be led to the people that could help me, because it was people that witnessed their own struggles and out of the Word of God, you know, brought to me the answer that they got, the answer that I got. But here's the thing, is I was angry at God because I errantly believed that God was a God who bargained, in that he should have been appreciative. This is my thought. He should have been appreciative that I accepted his son Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and that appreciation should have granted me favor in healing my mother. Now,
erroneous thinking.
I know now that that was a thread that the devil sowed into the fabric of my faith. And so with that in mind, I was angry at God for 2 years. But see, this is the thing when we meet people that have an anger that I believe the heart of it, yes, it's demonic because they're not strong in their faith. Maybe they don't have a faith. And they immediately believe the lie of the devil about God, about Jesus, about the church, whatever. Whatever it took for the devil to get them to distance themselves from him and his truth. And yet along, at some point, God sends someone like you, Keith, or like me, or like Ann, at the right time, for such a time as this, with a word of faith that's going to cut through the lie.
The one thing that's coming to mind, and thank you for sharing that story, I didn't know that. If we are not in the Word of God, we're not going to know his character.
Right.
Okay? Because at that point, you were a newer believer. So you didn't know his character.
New baby Christian.
The Lord is not going to withhold a healing. Mm-mm. She got healed on the other side.
She did.
And he's not mean, and he's not bargaining. But the only way we'll know that is if we know the character of the Lord by being in the truth of the Word. I'm holding up the Bible.
Yes, for those of you who can't see, she is holding up.
So we need to be in the Word. And I'm reminded of that caller who called last week and is like, I love that you guys talk about the Word. Talk about the Word.
Yes.
Because that's the truth. John 1.
It is the truth.
Right, Keith?
That's right. That's right. I think that people don't understand the sovereignty of God.
Yeah.
God is sovereignty. Amen. And it's not my plan. It's not Ann's plan. Mm-hmm. It's not your plan, David. It's God's plan.
Yeah.
All right? So we get mad because we're not in control.
That's right. True.
We get mad because we're not in control. And the upset comes because we're not in control.
Mm-hmm.
And it's learning, and it's been a journey, learning that God is in control.
That's right. Yeah, it is.
That God is in control. And it's just, you know, yesterday was just one of those things that the Lord gave me, you know, as I don't even know what the words to say are, but just... In my journey, yesterday was just because I've been in a valley, you know. I've been in a valley, and yesterday was one of those days where the Lord just is like, "I'm right here," you know.
Yeah.
But I'm right here, and you're gonna be here all day with me.
Yeah, right.
And it was just an awesome day.
Beautiful.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but to learn, to understand, you know, Proverbs 1 verse 7, you know, the beginning of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the fear of the Lord is loving God.
Mm-hmm.
It's loving and respecting God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And honoring him.
And honoring him. Yeah. And the knowledge that he gives you and brings to you is just amazing. It's just absolutely amazing.
And not only that, but it's pertinent.
It is pertinent.
You know, I love the,
for
God
the
never gives you
something. Right. For the relationship.
That moment.
Right.
For that moment.
So.
Yeah, and it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Right, right.
What's that citation in? From where is that from?
That
again?
Is in Proverbs 1:7. So he did the first part of 7, and I just went to look it up. The second part says, fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Yeah, and you know, when I the night that Jesus came into my life, I just yelled out, I'm tired of being a fool.
Yeah.
I'm tired of being a fool. Because I was everything was a joke, you know. Everything was not taking things serious enough. But I didn't realize, you know, when I say that the Lord is right there, the Lord is right there. He's right next to everybody, right now that's listening,
all the time. Yeah,
and I just yelled out. One of the things that I said in my drunken stupor was that I'm tired of being a fool.
Mm.
And the Lord came into my life.
Wow.
And it's just been, it's been an amazing journey.
Wow. And it never will be less than that.
Never.
I know. It's
and so the love of God is just.
Wow.
I mean, the love of God, when you experience that love, and it's God, you know?
It is.
It's the love of God.
It's the real God,
right?
You know?
Right.
You cannot, God, there's no one can imposter, I mean, pretend. It's definitely God.
No, and that's why you want to glorify him, because of who he is.
That's right.
And his nature.
And we don't deserve the love of God.
No.
So when you think of who we are as humans, and for him to come down and love on us.
With the things that I've said.
And the things that I've done. We all have a past.
And our and this is, again, to reiterate that when we finally choose Christ, Jesus, and we ask him to come into our hearts, be our Lord and Savior. We repent, we do all the things we need to do to be saved, and that wonderful, as the Word of God gives us, that wonderful holy process of giving over. We don't immediately lose the ability to sin. We have to remember that.
Right.
Yeah.
That sin was nailed on the cross.
We have grace.
To continue. And we have.
But your desire to sin will be taken away.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's sanctification.
Through the work of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And again, you know, we get back to what I said, I think if I said this in the beginning of the program, is it's all about God. It's not about you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if we keep that in order, you know, we will always then be able to, no matter what, you know, the devil does get in there. We're going to hear.
Oh, it's the battle.
There's going to be influence, and it's going to be subtle because he's clever.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to constantly come back. If you're struggling, if you're hurting, if you feel like you're off the path, well, remember, start with, it's not about me, it's about God.
Mm-hmm.
And get back to God, get on your knees.
Amen.
He will.
Yeah.
God doesn't say, well, maybe I'll listen, maybe I won't. No, he's always there listening.
Yes.
Well, David, it's as we're talking about this, if I could just go over that story that I was telling you about.
Tell, yeah, but yeah.
That's right. And this is how God answers prayer. Because this woman, we go to a prayer group in the morning. I go to a prayer group in the morning on Fridays, and I meet with some men. And then after that, we go to breakfast, and we're in the restaurant. And the waitress that helps us there, she's a believer. She has a ministry of her own. We help support her, and it's just amazing. And as I'm leaving the restaurant, and this is God answers prayers. So as I'm leaving the restaurant, the Holy Spirit just has me. There's a woman sitting by herself, and a conversation starts up out of nowhere. I look to this woman. She's sitting by herself eating breakfast. And I sit down, and she's from the Bronx. Her son was a New York NYPD police officer who was killed in duty. Mm-hmm. And I sat down with her, and we just started having a conversation. She was complaining about the waitress, right? She always brings me the same thing. I said, why don't you take a look at the menu? And she can't. She goes, I'm always brought the same thing. I never get a chance to order. I said, well, we can fix that. That's not a problem. So the food was brought down as I'm talking to her, but all of a sudden we start talking about Jesus, and I can't answer how we got onto that conversation. I can't. I just at this point I don't remember it. It just happened, and I all of a sudden I was talking about Jesus, and Jesus is God in the flesh, and she looked up and she said, "Thank you, God." Like she's been searching for the Lord.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
like
yeah.
She's
right.
Been searching for the Lord. She's been talking to God, wanting something. Mm. So she's been talking to God, and then the Lord had me sit down, and she received Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior within 10 minutes of sitting down at the table.
Wow. Yeah.
So God, that was a divine appointment that the Lord put me there.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And this is all you have to do is start talking to God, and God will take care of the rest. That's all you have to do.
Amen.
Open up your heart.
Yes.
Yeah. Open up your heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And God sees you, God knows you're there, and God will answer you.
Amen.
Speaking of which, our time is almost up. It's amazing.
We have 4 minutes left already.
We have 4 minutes. I was going to ask you, Keith, to close us out in prayer, and particularly, Lord, speaking
of
the Lord,
I'm
not going to pray, but I'm always ready to pray. But Keith, if
I don't know that I can pray for 4 minutes like that.
No.
You might have to preach and pray.
Believe me, you don't realize how long you can pray until you only have 2 minutes. But lift up the people out there that are out there on the street, and they're hungering. God wants to give them a word of life, wants them to meet Jesus, and it's going to be through you or somebody like you. But pray for those people now. Just lift them up, would you?
Yes, of course. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this time. Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for this day that you have made, Lord.
Amen.
And we just thank you, Lord, for your loving mercy, for your goodness and your kindness.
Yes,
yes, and your presence in our lives, Lord. And we just pray for the people that are looking for your presence in their life, Lord, to know that you are there for them and to show them your presence, Lord, to know your love, to know your sacrifice through your Son, Jesus Christ. To touch their hearts, to open their eyes, to touch their ears, Lord. Mm. And as you know, Lord, some people said, talking to you, if you're real, show me, Lord. And we just ask you, Lord, to show them. And because with you, Father God, nothing is impossible. Is anything too hard for the Lord, as you said and you told to Abraham?
Amen.
Is anything too hard for you? Nothing is too hard for you, Father God. And we just thank you for your power, for your might, and for your love, Lord. And we just walk into it right now, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord. And to have these people surrender their hearts to you, Lord, that are searching you. To surrender their hearts to you. And I'm going to pray, Father God, I'm going to pray for the needy, Lord. We're going to pray for Nathan going through cancer, Father God. And we pray for Astrid, for her home, Lord. And we just pray for these people, Father God. And we just pray and we thank you, Lord, for the people in our lives. And we lift them up to you, Lord. And we thank you for this radio station.
Thank you, Jesus.
It up to you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. And we, in Jesus' name, Lord, and we thank you. We just can't thank you enough, and we are so grateful for all of your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thanks, Keith, for doing that, and just thanks for coming. I mean,
it's such a blessing to be here, David.
It's a blessing for us.
Yeah.
And to know that you're just going to be cycling through our annual interview schedule, you're going to come back again and again because every time you come back, the Lord just releases fresh word through you.
I love being
powerful.
Here. I really do. And, you know, I don't know how much time we have, but
not very much time.
Okay, so
10 seconds.
Okay, well, that's too long, but
sorry.
Then we'll have him back, right?
Well, we're going to have you back. Remember what you're going to say. We'll have you back next time.
Okay,
all right. God, thank you all for listening. Let us know what you think of our program. WCNO at WCNO.com is the email. Bye-bye.
Tune in next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the front lines.